Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Currently we're doing the section on the prohibition of wearing silk clothes for men and the prohibition of them sitting on leaning on silk and the permissibility of women to wear it. Yesterday we explained it is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has created men and He has created women differently. He has created them uniquely, and this lies the beauty of a man and lies the beauty of a woman. And accordingly, Allah Ta'ala, being the creator of men and being the creator of women, Allah Ta'ala has made certain things permissible for men and has made certain things permissible for women. Whether we understand the logic or we don't understand the logic, but definitely Allah Ta'ala knows exactly the hikmat and the wisdom in His laws. So our duty is to follow and to follow passionately every single law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowadays you find that the culture, the mind of people have gone off, many people, is that a man wants to behave like a woman, that sometimes you get a woman that wants to behave like a man. And even more abnormal, the culture and the lifestyle has gone, that a person can even choose now what he wants to be. I want to choose to be a man, I can choose to be a man. I want to choose to be a lady, I can choose to be a lady. To such an extent that if a person chooses that he wants to be an animal also, he can choose to be an animal. So this is how abnormal the world is gone. But Islam, its beauty, its excellence, it has all the aspects of the making of a person that has got very, very high values. Because this is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from amongst these values and from amongst these teachings are what a man can wear, what a man can utilize, what adornment he can use, what he can't use. And similarly with a woman, example, gold, a woman can use gold jewelry. A man is not allowed to use gold as we did before. So here, what is the hikmat? Allah Ta'ala knows best. But we just follow and we obey. We mentioned some of the hikmat yesterday, why Allah Ta'ala made it such that this is more becoming for a woman, because she is worried about beautification, comfort, luxury. A man has to be more hard-working, he has to be more dedicated, he has to be more masculine. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken him away from this so that he doesn't get distracted. How often you find a man that is already acting like a woman, so much he is preening himself, so much he is pruning himself, he's in front of the mirror, he's trying to look nice, he's combing his hair. Now this actually distracts a man from his objective of life. A man should be a man, he should be hard, he should be tough, not to say he mustn't be clean and neat, that is there in its place. But this, Allah Ta'ala has created him for a different purpose and not to behave like a woman. Anyway, moving on with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Anas radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man labisa al-harira fi dunya lam yalbashu fi al-akhirati, muttafaqun alayhi. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who wears silk in this world will not wear it in the year after. What a serious thing that he took it upon himself, that man that took it upon himself, that I'm going to wear silk in this world. In other words, we explained yesterday that something that Allah Pak had reserved for him in Akhirat, وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ, the dressing, the clothing of people of Jannat, one of the clothing, the clothing of silk, Allah Ta'ala has kept it, reserved it for him in Akhirat, but he went and took it in advance, he went and took it in this dunya, so he'll get deprived of it in the Akhirat. He gave the example of a person that murders somebody that he was supposed to inherit from. And when he does that, now he gets deprived of inheritance in Shariat. That you went to take in advance what was going to come to you if you had just waited and taken it the proper way. Because you defeated the end of justice, now you will get deprived even in this world of that amount that was due to you. So here we find that when a man goes and he still disobeys Allah Ta'ala, Allah Pak will deprive him on a day of Qiyamah of this type of clothing. And we explain, now what will happen now is that entry into Jannat also will be very, very delayed because of a foolish thing he did, wearing what he was not supposed to wear. An Ali radiallahu anhu qal, Ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam akhadha hariran faja'alahu fi yameenihi wa dhahaban faja'alahu fi shimalihi thumma qala inna hadhaini haramun ala dhukuri ummati, rawahu Abu Dawud bi isnadin sahihin. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam take some silk and place it on his right hand, and take some gold and place it in his left hand, and he said that these two are prohibited for the males of my ummah. He said, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taking silk in his right hand, taking gold in his left hand. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that these two things are prohibited for the males of my ummah. Here we find one of the styles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that when he would teach in the most beautiful manner. Sometimes he would take a stick and he would draw a diagram on the ground, and based on the diagram that he drew on the ground, he would explain to Sahaba. So accordingly, he would draw a diagram. So this was like we call audio-visual type of teaching Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do, and he would teach. The other thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do sometimes is while speaking, he'll take, for example, he would show emphasize on the tongue, how serious the misuse of the tongue is. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would take out his tongue, he'll hold it with his hand, and then he'll speak and he'll explain. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would be a very, very practical teacher. A teacher will use very, very good methods to teach the audience, to teach the Sahaba, to teach the people that what he's trying to get across. So here he, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, physically took some silk in his hand, right hand, took some gold in his left hand, visually showing them that these have been prohibited for the men of my ummah. So this is one of the beautiful teaching methods of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And for us, what we do, we grab onto the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam with our heart and our mind. And we are happy to Allah, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you've given us such a beautiful teacher, such a loving teacher, such a caring teacher. Oh Allah, we thank you for giving us such a teacher. Now in appreciation of that, oh Allah, we'll follow every sunnah of this Mubarak teacher, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.